They should be around 30, around 30, but I'm not so sure because...
Of course.
I'm not so sure. I know that there's the cases that have been completed,
yes,
100%, maybe they should be around 30, or a little bit above or less, but I'm not really very sure.
No,
I know that there are maybe 65 accused at the detention, UN detention facilities. Many of them have completed their cases and are waiting for the transfer to the countries where they will serve their sentences.
Of the 30 to 35 cases, how many of those have resulted in an acquittal?
I think we have almost five acquittals. I think around five. I know there is two burgomasters, two ministers, and somebody else maybe. There should be around five acquittals.
And these were acquittals at the trial level?
Yes, trial levels and appeal levels.
And appeal included.
I think one of them, the prosecution side, did not appeal against the decision rendered by the trial chamber here.
Are the cases similar in a number of degrees that appear before the tribunal against people who actively were involved in the killing of others, or another category, people who planned the killings?
Excuse me, I've not understood you properly. Can you rephrase? Because
yes,
I missed the
question. My fault.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a pattern in the cases that have appeared before the tribunal?
Mm-hmm.
Are they primarily people who were involved individually in the killings?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they people who planned the killings? And if a combination, what's the rough percentage of those?
Okay, because what I can say is that most of the people accused before this tribunal were high-level officials in the former Rwandan government, either in the military, on the military side, or the government officials. I think it is a mixture of what you are saying. Some are accused of having planned, instigated the killings, and besides that, some of them are accused of having directly been involved in the killings, for instance. Because even we have some lower profile people, like a conseiller, for instance, who is accused of having killed with his own hands. So it is a mixture. It depends on the case. There is always a mixture of the planification and the participation, direct participation of the accused into the killings.
The more serious crimes have been charged at the tribunal level, as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the less serious have been given to the Rwandan courts, is that correct?
Till now, the most of the people who are accused before this tribunal were not arrested in Rwanda. That's this. They were arrested in other parts of the world and were sent to Arusha for trial. So, as you are aware, there was some attempt by the prosecutor to transfer some cases from ICTR to Rwanda,
yes,
and those requests were denied by, the trial chambers. And recently, even the appeal chamber has denied that transfer from Rwanda. So,
and those were primarily an issue of witness safety. Is that one of the primary reasons they denied that?
Because I read some of the trial chamber decisions, they were so, the, First of all, they were saying that those people from Arusha detention cells, they cannot get a fair trial in Rwanda because of the highly politicized nature of the political nature of the cases. They cannot get a fair trial in Rwanda. And secondly, I think the trial chamber said that the Rwandan judicial system is not so independent to allow them a fair trial. And the other main reason was that I think the defense witnesses from outside the country cannot really be free to speak in favor of those people. So those were the three reasons why the transfer motions were denied. And I think the church, I mean the appeal chamber, upheld those decisions mainly on the ground that maybe the defense witnesses cannot come from, for instance, Europe or wherever, and go before the Rwandan judges and testify freely to the behavior or action of such and such person.
Yes.